You may remember the curious case of the exploding smartphone batteries from last year. In many instances, the Samsung Note 7 caught fire, which led to a global recall of the product. Well, Samsung has finally confirmed what exactly caused the devices to catch fire. Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what was it? And it wasn't just one thing?
No, unfortunately not. I read this morning and, you know, you try to be very factual, but my little heart sank for Samsung, because it seems like it was just an unfortunate instance. So what happened was, basically it came down to the batteries. Batteries were overheating. Samsung have two suppliers for their batteries, two different companies. There's one called Samsung SDI and there's another called Amperex Technology Limited. So I remember coming into you after the first few cases of the exploding batteries, and Samsung had issued a statement saying, we're no longer dealing with that supplier, we've shut that down. All the Note 7s that are on sale now are from a different, completely different manufacturer.
Which they were.
So grand. Then, as we know, unfortunately, a few days later, the same thing happened. So Samsung have issued, they held a press conference late last night and they gave us the details. So the battery sourced from the Samsung SDI, it says that there wasn't enough room between the heat sealed protective pouch and the battery and its internals. So that caused stress in the upper right corner of each battery and kind of caused a little bit of an explosion inside those batteries, which is unfortunate. But that's only number one.
Okay, so that was, they understood finally what caused that battery to explode.
Then they looked at the second company, which is Amperex Technology Limited, as I said there, and they found that some of the cells were missing insulation tape and that some batteries had sort of sharp bits inside that led to damage between the battery and the battery and the phone, basically. And it comes down to the fact that these batteries were, or that these phones were so incredibly thin, and I had one and I reviewed one and it is a gorgeous phone, but it seems that just the design of the phone put too much pressure on the design of the battery, which then caused two separate instances. As I said, there's nothing connecting these two problems. It's just a ridiculously unfortunate coincidence, I suppose.
And yet, the battery design must have been common between the two, because they have to have a certain output from the battery.
Yeah.
They have to have a certain charging characteristic and they have to have a size dimension which fits into the phone. So they're both given the spec and then they come up with their manufacturing process.
And then there just so happens to be flaws. I would say that there is, like, because as you correctly said, you know, they have to follow certain guidelines. I'd say there was a flaw somewhere in there, but Samsung conducted, they tested 200,000 devices and 30,000 batteries to test, to try and get to the bottom of this. So that's a lot of phones that they've gone
through.
So
they had to keep trying to make batteries go on fire.
Get them explode and try and identify what the common threads were. And as I said, it's just the most awful coincidence that it happens with two different companies.
It's a strange thing, even the way you would handle your phone. For example, if you're wearing your phone in your trouser pocket, for example, body heat would add to the heat that's coming to the phone. And then if you've internal heat and external heat being applied, whereas if you're out and about, you're wearing a phone on your belt, which might be cooler by the air, they might not have exploded at all.
But this is it. Some of the first instances that we heard were people who were trying to, you know, update apps or whatever. So they were causing a lot of internal heat. The phone itself was heating up. Then they put it in their pocket, as you say, to walk down the road or whatever it may be. And it just might have been the combination of the two factors that caused it. What we care, obviously this is in the past now, what we care about is the future. And unfortunately, it seems as though Samsung's next big flagship phone, which is the S8, that's going to be delayed. We had been expecting that to be announced at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, which takes place.
And that's just an S8, not a Note?
That's not a Note. There's no talk of the Note. So the way the Samsung calendar works is usually it's the S device, so it's the S8 that comes come February or March at Mobile World Congress. And then the Note usually comes around August, September. That's kind of their two big times of the year. So it seems now that the S8 may get kicked down the road until April.
There, of course, could be another reason. If they've sorted out the battery problem, they know how to resolve it. But since the Note was launched, before it started to explode, a number of phones have come on the market that have added features. So it may well be that if they were to launch as they had intended, that they already have been overtaken by some of the new features, and now they're going to try to build them in. Yeah,
yeah, and I mean that's the common problem. You know, when I was younger, always wanted the newest smartphone, and somebody said to me, "Well, the second you take it out of the box, it's already outdated. Somebody else has already invented the next big thing." So that may well be the case. Actually, Samsung, anyone who has an S7 or an S7 Edge can get the latest update of Android that became available over the weekend. And it does make your phone feel like a new phone. So if you're getting a little bit bored with your Samsung S7, update the software on it, because it's incredible. I'll have the full review of that for you tomorrow. But if you want to get a head start, that's some homework for you.
And it's available if you just go look for downloads.
If you go into your settings and go down to About Device and then go to Software Update. And if you update, it's only for people who have an S7 or an S7 Edge. But it just, I've been obsessed with it all weekend. It's exciting.
Talk to us in great detail about it tomorrow.
Yes,
by the way, just on the subject of technology, I remember going on a visit to Hewlett-Packard in County Dublin, or is it Kildare?
Kildare, isn't it? Yeah. Kildare.
And there was one room where I wasn't given access to at all. And I said, "Is that where the next printer is being developed?" And the guy said, "Well, it's not the next one. It's the one after the one after the one."
I love that. Yeah, it's so exciting.
So they know where they're going. A bit like motor manufacturers, even as the latest BMW comes off the assembly line.
They're four ones down the line.
They already know what the one beyond is going to look
like. Very exciting.
So there you are. All right, Jess, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us.